Bu arada kafanda şu an Simen Samir Halakı'yı da bugün de Simen Samir Halakı. Hey, the kids is continuing with a special bracha of Mishana Abuyas. That means when a person is acknowledging the fact that something is different, Kadosh Baruch Hu created creatures that are different, and that even applies to when a person sees a lame person, a person who's missing hands, a person who's blind, someone that has boils all over, has white spots all over his body. If it's from the time from birth, so the first time he sees a bracha, sees this person and says Mishana Abuyas, if afterwards, meaning this occurred afterwards, after birth, a person makes a bracha and it pains the person, the person says, Baruch Atah Hashem, Ha'emes. A powerful bracha that acknowledges the fact that there's Baruch Hu is a true judge. That means even though we don't know, we don't understand why. The next halacha is if a person sees beautiful trees or creatures and creations that are beautiful, even a non-Jew, where a person saw a non-Jew, Akum is referring to a person that is Oyvet Kochavim Mazalot, which means he's an idol worshiper. Really, you're not supposed to stare at a person that's a Rasha. It means that you happen to glance and see a beautiful human being, a non-Jewish idol worshiper. So the halacha is a bracha you make. Or even in an animal, you say, "Powerful bracha." This is what Hashem has in His will. We recognize beauty, and even if that beauty sometimes is something that's emanating from something that's not good, is that a pella? And a person only makes a bracha once, not more than that, unless, and not on them or other people, unless they see something more beautiful. So you could understand that this bracha is not so simple. You see a beautiful fish, you can make your bracha, but then you cannot repeat that bracha again unless it's really a nicer and more beautiful fish. So some don't make this bracha anymore or do it without Shalom Machus because it's hard for them to distinguish between what's beautiful and what's even more beautiful. But others say, no, the simple pshat is that you see something that's beautiful and it inspires you and intrigues you. So then you can make a bracha. It's usually I'm noyig if I see something that is so beautiful. Next halacha is Siman Samech Aleph for starting Birkas HaGoyma. This siman discusses the intricacies of all the laws of Birkas HaGoyma, which is something that sometimes been again things that through some you learn Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and you learn halacha and you find out a lot of new surprises. So the halacha is as a Kitzur starts off with Arba Tzrichim Lo'ides. There are four people that need to express thank you. They used to bring a korban toida when the Beis Hamikdash was around. These four are Yodaya, people that went into down to sea and they're traveling overseas, when they reach their destination, or people that are traveling through the Midbar, desert, or any other path that is known to be dangerous. That's why many places can hold, especially in Eretz Yisrael. Unfortunately, we with the incredible amount of killing and terrorists and everything, but even simply driving from Bnei Brak to Yerushalayim, the minhag is to make a bracha to say Tfilas HaDerech, and according to many, as we'll see, even to say Birkas HaGoyim. So the Kitzur says, if it's a derech shemuchzak shesh b'sakana, a person traveled through an area that's known to be dangerous, k'shegeya l'mchoz chevtzam, when they reach their destination, they make Birkas HaGoyim. Now included in this is also someone that was in danger, a different danger, and was saved. What does that mean? For example, a person, let's say it was in a car accident, but there was something, a real contact with the car, something that really a person was in, not that he missed the danger. That's sometimes a little bit misdiagnosed as an obligation, meaning to miss a situation of being in danger. That doesn't necessitate a Birkas HaGoyim. It's where a person was tacked in danger and he was saved. A person was, let's say, the Kitzur gives another example. He was gored by an ox, or robbers, terrorists came at night, and he was saved. All these examples, a person makes a game. Someone that was sick and was not in danger. So that means that he, let's say, they had what Kitzur calls makas shechala, something that's with the liver or the heart. The person, so all these, or simply being in bed for 3 days because of sickness. That's why there were many people after COVID had the shaila, if they was in bed more than 3 days. So the halacha is once they're healing and they're already basically healed. So the halacha is a person makes Birkas HaGoyim. Someone that was in jail, even if it's just because of monetary reasons, according to Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, one makes a bracha. Some argue that today, if it's because of Iskimon, because of monetary. Some, I mean, I think also Sfaradim will not make a Birkas HaGoyim. Now, there's a way to remember, a beautiful way to remember the different categories. It says, V'chol ha'chayim midu chosel, we say every single day in davening. All those that are alive, chayim will thank you. So chayim stands for chole, someone that was not well. Yisurim is someone that was jailed, tormented, imprisoned. Yam, the next yud is for yam. So you have chol, ches yud yud, and lastly mem for midbal. Now, what's the bracha? Baruch atah Hashem mekel me'cholam ha'gmeil lechayavim toivoyz shegmalani kol toiv. Some of the Gersa say kol tov, but this is the normal nusach that a person says, and the ones that hear this say the following response: Mishagmacha toiv hu yigmacha kol toiv sela. Like I said, some say tov. Now, the Nikita continues with more of the intricacies of how to recite this bracha. So he says you have to make this bracha in front of 10 people, aside from the person himself. And two of them should be Tamidei Chachamim. Now, the Kitta, interesting, says that it has to be, the 10 people have to be besides the person reciting the bracha, but the Mishnah Berurah holds that the one that's reciting the bracha could be counted as one of the 10. I think that's Minhag HaOlam, whether people know that or not. And there's another interesting point that the Kitta holds, that if a person is not going to find 10 men, so they should wait till up to 30 days, and if they didn't find 30 days, they should say the bracha without the 10 men. That means according to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, according to the Mishmar, and also the Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva also. He says that a woman could recite the Birkas HaGoyim if she's in the presence even of one man or even one woman. Fascinating Kiddush and Moshe. And if she's married, obviously it's preferable that she should recite in front of her husband. So that's also an important concept. A lot of times women just don't know to make Birkas HaGoyim. They traveled overseas, etc. So although there are some that say today flying is a normal, but most person, including Rav Moshe, holds and know that a person should make a bracha Birkas HaGoyim, and therefore even ladies should make a bracha, preferably if they're in front of the presence of 10 men, or as Rav Moshe holds, in front of their husband or another man or even another woman. There is an eitzah that I saw from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Sounds like from he did not, he, what he would do is he would tell instruct his wife or his daughters, etc., to say, to have in mind by the bracha because Hashachar Amar V'Shem Me'ena, when he says those words really are very similar to the Birkas HaGoyim, and that's how they fulfill their obligation. Preferably, they should have someone answering Amen. Now the Kitzur continues and says that this whole thing is based on a beautiful pasuk in Tehillim. That's how you see that we're supposed to praise Hashem in front of a kahal am. So that's why there's a congregation of 10. And Moshe Zkenim, and since the pasuk says also that they should be sitting, you should have sages sitting. So this, by the way, you see that the way to do the Birkas HaGoyim is that the person making the goyim, let's say a woman is making a goyim, she's standing and everyone else is sitting. Well, this is not me'akim, but that's lechatchila, the way to do it. So even if there's no Tamid Chachamim, it's not me'akim. When a person, now, what's the minig? The minig HaGoyim is, and this is probably why women got used to not saying it, because the minig HaGoyim became that they do it after, when a person gets an aliyah, after he made the bracha achrona to make the Birkas HaGoyim. And the Chatchila Kitzur says don't delay it more than 3 days. So if a person was saved on Monday, he should do it right away without a Sefer Torah, according to Kitzur, and not wait till Thursday when there's laning. But the Minhag HaOlam, like I said, is to wait until Thursday. A person that's an Avel, so he doesn't get an Aliyah during his 7 days of Avelus, he shouldn't wait, he should make the Bracha right away. So if he has 10 people that are gathered, that's why he should make Birkas HaGoyim. I also don't think people customarily do this. They probably wait till they finish the Shiva and then they make Kuzamika. Then, like we said, you can wait 30 days and even more, according to some opinions that where you're still excited and happy that you were able to get through whatever the travel or the situation, a person was sick, etc. There's also a minhag made by Chassidim and Chassidim that they wait until a person totally healed, even though, really, according to the Kitzur and Pashup Shah, as long as the person's already outside of danger of the sickness that they were in, they could already recite the Bracha. As we pointed out, that the person should make a bracha was standing, but the b'di'eved, it's not ma'akev. And also we said that if it's more than 3 days of waiting, he could still make the bracha. That's what the kitza says. So I'm without a miracle. What should they do? I get to shayla a lot of times that when a car accident, they want to express their thanks. Especially ladies, sometimes they don't do brachas like that, but what can they do? So the kitza says what to do. This really applies to men and women. Person should designate, should separate charity according to their ability. Give it out to people that are learning Torah today. They could go to a kol, give it out for that day. And he should say the following, I'm giving these monies to charity. And it should be Hashem's will. As if I brought a kol and taita. Beautiful way. And there's also, the kids that says, look up, he has the nusach of the amira of this, of reciting the kol and taita. It's also proper, if it's possible, to fix any needs that the city needs. And every year, a person should be mizboided l'chidus l'Hashem. Mizbar shmo yisapas, and that's beautiful language. He's boided as if people wanted to know if anyone else speaks about his boided, because I'm Nachman. Kizur Shalom says a person should be mizboided. That means he should find a secluded place, and he should express his thank yous to Hashem and relate the miracle. A person who's nichnas l'hakiz dam, that means a person entering in order to what they used to call letting out blood. They used to do this for health reasons. But really, this includes anything that a person is engaged in health activity, person taking medicine. So like the kids said, for you to drink something of refuah, one should say the following tefillah. Yirat mifanech Hashem elokai velokai avisai shiye li esek zeh de refuah ki roife chinam ata. This is something that also not so commonly used before you're going to the doctor engaged in health in refuah. This is what you should be saying. And if a person's eating or drinking the refuah, then a person should say, he should say like this. He should say this, that it feels like we just said, and afterwards, meaning after he finished taking whatever medicine that he was taking, so he should say, let's say he's, or whatever he was engaged in for purposes of refuah, like Chakaz Sadam, letting up, he should say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Akeinu Melech Olam, Roife Chodim. That's, I think people do this with Hashem Machos, they see someone that already healed. But this is really something that every person on an individual basis, after he engaged in that refuah and he's feeling better, he should say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Akeinu Melech Olam, Roife Chodim. And lastly, a person that is sneezing, you hear someone sneezes. So you say asuta. There's many different versions of this. Gesundheit, labriut. But asuta basically means lerefuah, right? Which really means to be healed. It's based on Chazal. In the old days, people would sneeze and would basically leave the world. That's the Midrash. The Midrash says, the Mishavur quotes this also. The Ovas really daven that a person should be sick first, so this way he should be able to, it wouldn't be like a shock, a person who used to sneeze and leave the world. So therefore, a person, we recognize this by saying you should be healed, you should be healthy. Now he says back, Boruch Tia, that means a person that sneezed and just got a blessing, should say Boruch Tia, and then you should say, Lisha'oscha kivisi Hashem. Now where does this come from? Lisha'oscha kivisi Hashem, we also quote this, the only one that does says not to, that we don't do it, this Chasm Seifa, but really this is a beautiful minhag. And it's halacha, like I said. What does that mean? A person, so again, a person, let's say Reuven sneezed. Shimon says to Reuven, Asuta. And Reuven responds back, Boruch Tiyeh. And then Reuven, who's the one that sneezed, says, Lishu oscha kivisi Hashem. Why? Kitzu says, Tamispalach aveiroi una natchila. Very interesting. Because when a person prays on behalf of his friend, he will be answered first. So Reuven just blessed Shimon back with Boruch Tiyeh. So this is an opportunity, very interesting. The one basically that just sneezes and answered back to the person who said to him a sutta, and he told him, Baruch Tiyeh. So now he has an opportunity to daven for his own sake. And therefore he said, Lishoscha kivisi Hashem. So meaning to say, this is an amazing pshat from the Yom Shoshlam, the Maharshal, that when you praise someone else, it creates an opportunity for your own tefillahs to be answered. And therefore, this is an opportune time to say, Lishoscha kivisi Hashem, Hashem, we long for your salvation. Have a beautiful day.